This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Happy times, for more than one reason. First of all, it's the happy hour of Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Happy hour brought to you by GL Pools. Swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season's in full swing, so is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio. Yep, that'll get you a free month of pool service. I'd highly recommend that. We're happy because the Dodgers are here, not because we miss the Dodgers per se,
no,
or and their fans, or any of that, but just because it's about time. Dodgers finally play the Padres, game 65 of the season. Way too long of a wait, but alas, the series is upon us, and if the Padres win tonight, they would move into first place in the National League West. By percentage points, ahead of the Dodgers. Giants are idle tonight. They'll begin a series tomorrow in Colorado, which hardly seems fair. The Dodgers and Padres, interestingly, are not really either of them playing incredible ball.
No.
Padres, since they beat Colorado in that 21-0 thrashing on May 10th, basically a month, Padres have gone 12-14 since then. Of those 12 wins, 6 by one run and 5 by two runs. So 11 of the 12, they've won by either one or two runs. They haven't had a comfortable win in a month, the Padres. But the good news is, while winning 11 of those close games, they've lost only 5 close ones. So yeah. When they're close, they're winning. It's what good teams do. We'll see if they can keep it going. Padres have had great success this year, Scraby, against National League teams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 series Padres have played against National League teams. They've won 10, lost only 1, and the split with the Giants last week tied that series. 10-1-1. Like to see if you can keep that going.
Yes.
Against the Dodgers starting tonight. Dustin May for L.A. Nick Pivetta for the Padres, who come in with an overall record of 27-10 against the National League. One last thing, Dodgers, last 22 games, they're 10-12. So they haven't exactly been rolling either.
No.
And
so a matchup of the mids.
Yeah. First place is at stake, though, tonight. So might as well get it.
Yeah.
Might as well get it.
I was telling my friend over the weekend, she was like, oh, do I want to go to a game this week? And I'm like, well, if you want to see the number one team in the National League West. And she was like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, Padres could win the or not win the division, be in the lead of the division by the time the Dodgers leave town. They almost were leading the division by the time they got back from Milwaukee.
Yeah. Padres win two. If they win tonight or total, they win two out of three. They'd be ahead of the Dodgers when the series is over. The only problem if they win two out of three, though, is the Giants will probably pass them because the Giants are not going to lose any, I wouldn't think, to the Rockies.
I wouldn't put that starting past tomorrow. Them. They just swept the Braves. I think.
What do you think?
They're overlooking.
The Giants are very Padre-like this year. Padres have won 14 one-run games. Giants are the only team that have won more. 16 one-run victories for the Gigantes.
You know what they used to call San Francisco baseball when I was up there for college?
Boring?
Torture.
Torture.
Yeah.
Play a lot of close games. So do the Padres, and I expect we will see one tonight. A bit of business to take care of. During that Big Five, we were having our trivia contest. Today's question was, name the left-handed pitcher who started and lost Game 4 of the 1985 World Series. Now, the reason we asked it, if you're just tuned in, is because the tickets are for a Padre-Royals game. The Royals were winning their first World Series that year, so we asked a Royal question.
Is it Brett Saberhagen?
It wasn't Brett Saberhagen. That's who everybody guessed.
We took 10 calls.
Probably 10 people called in a row and said Brett Saberhagen. Actually, they didn't all say Brett Saberhagen because a lot of them didn't really remember how to pronounce his name.
Saberhagen?
But, yeah, they were kind of close, but we knew favorite. Who they meant. Brett Saberhagen was an excellent right-handed pitcher in 1985. So good that he was the World Series MVP of that series, but he did not start and lose Game 4. The starter and loser that year of Game 4 was Bud Black.
There we go.
Yes, that was the connection.
It Bud all Black comes around.
Pitched for the Royals. He's got a World Series ring. Everybody says, Bud Black has no World Series rings. Not true. He won that one.
He did.
He also won one with the bench coach with the Angels in 2002. Bud Black has two World Series rings that he can put in each ear so that he doesn't have to hear your noise about he doesn't have a World Series ring. He's got two of them.
I wonder what he's doing right now.
Well, I hope he's relaxed.
I'm sure he is.
He's probably taking some joy, although, would you? I mean, all the players on the Royal or the Rockies that are losing night and night and night and night are all his guys, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he cared about those guys. Yeah. He didn't want to see them keep losing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the Rockies have gone 5-20 since they fired Bud Black. That did not exactly change things.
I think we all knew that was the case.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And we're being proven correct there. Game one of the series tonight, Sam Levitt's got the pregame show in about 35 minutes. And then Jesse, Tony, play-by-play, 6:40 tonight. Tomorrow night, Dodgers have not named their starter for tomorrow night. Padres will have Dylan Cease. That used to bring with it a ton of confidence, didn't it? Dylan Cease.
I still got confidence, Chris.
I do, too. And he's not pitching poorly. But he's not pitching well enough to win. Dylan Cease still has one win this year. That's hard to believe. He's now been passed by. Want to call him Hideki Matsui. He's now been passed by
Yuki
Matsui and Wandy Peralta, for that matter. Peralta's got three. Yuki's got two. But yeah, you just think Cease is going to get on some sort of roll here at some point. And give you one of those months like he gave you last, about mid-season when he, what was that, a stretch? He had like six starts, he gave up three hits.
And a no-hitter in there.
And a no-hitter, and it was just nobody could touch the guy for about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. So hopefully Cease will get back to it starting tomorrow night. Vasquez, Wednesday, Dodger rookie lefty Justin Robleski. I mean, look, the Dodgers are coming in here with Dustin May, to be determined, and Justin Robleski.
You should have a good shot.
Well, yes, and just think, what we thought they would come in with was some form of Yamamoto, Snell, Glasnow, Kershaw, and Sasaki.
That's not lying.
And they don't have any of those guys pitching
not
in this
lying.
Series. So let's see what happens starting tonight. All right. What else? Not much. NHL Stanley Cup Game 3 getting started in Florida shortly. Series is tied at 1 there. NBA is off for a couple of nights. One spot left in the College Baseball World Series. Scraby just turned the game on. Duke is playing Murray State.
And they will not show Chris's
score.
They just
won't put the score up
on the
screen.
They literally go to commercial break. I've never seen that before. I've never seen them go to commercial break but not put
just
the score.
Just went to break without putting the score. I think it's 2-2. Duke and Murray State.
Are you ready for my Scraby segment on the other
side?
Yeah,
we'll take a break. We gotta get a check of traffic.
We got a Clayton Kershaw story, Chris.
Clayton Kershaw story will be part of the Scraby segment, which we always say for the end of the show. Since he doesn't get a chronicle on game day, we give him the final segment of this show.
So. We also, I'm trying to tease everything.
Okay,
got a little bit of Mike Schilt on Michael King and Yu Darvish.
Yes, we got to update that. Wouldn't it be nice if he just comes on and says, yep, Michael King will be pitching Friday, Yu Darvish Sunday.
Yes, it would be very nice.
Why do I kind of have the feeling he won't be saying that, though? We'll find out with the rest of us when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes. The final segment for us, Sam Levitt's pregame show. About 20 minutes away, so it's a long segment, but we'll have it for you. Wrapping things up on Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Last year, Padres won 8, Dodgers won 5. In the regular season, then, of course, Dodgers, well, they won, so you got to say it. They won 3-2 in that playoff.
Padres are right there.
The Padres and Dodgers only played 5 games here last year during the regular season because one of the home, quote, home games was actually played in Korea. Padres won 4 of the 5 here last year during the regular season for what that's worth.
A hill of beans, basically.
Doesn't have a whole lot to do with what's going to happen tonight, does it?
It could. I mean, it could be some carryover.
Hopefully. Padres had lost 13 season series in a row to the Dodgers before last year. And did you know tonight will be, with some quick addition here, the 473rd all-time meeting here between the Dodgers and Padres.
That's a lot.
473. Dodgers have won 246.
You mean in San Diego?
In San Diego.
Not total. Petco.
Yeah. No, San Diego.
Okay.
Dodgers have won 246, Padres 226. All right. Now you have information that you probably don't need. For more of that, we turn the show over to Scraby now. What are you going to tell us that we don't need?
Scraby segment.
What you got?
We're going to talk about Ryan Weathers here in just a second. We're going to talk about Clayton Kershaw is mad at St. Louis. And then Shiloh Sanders gifted the Colorado football team something. And I'll get into it in a second. But first, Shiloh Sanders, Shador's brother, right. Shiloh, the lesser known Sanders,
yes,
gifted the entire Colorado football team with something.
Oh, the football team.
Very, very, very expensive. He's also currently, like, I don't know if it's, he's in a lawsuit right now. So we'll get into that in a second. But Mike Schilt, manager of the Padres, he did update everyone on Yu Darvish and Michael King. Let's hear from him first.
What's the latest on what Yu's going to do today? Looks like he's ready for a bullpen.
Yeah, Yu's going to get a bullpen with some ups and downs. So around 15 pitches up and then take a little break and then another 15 or so back up again and see where it goes. That's a good sign, right?
How about Michael? What has he been doing?
Michael's been learning a lot about what he's dealing with our medical staff. Is also on that learning curve of what it is and still continue to gather a lot of information. You know, rest is the prescription right now. He has played some catch, but nothing too aggressive and consistent. So we're just in a holding pattern to see what it is and the best way to treat it, if there is a better way to treat it outside of just the rest.
And if you could, one more thing on Michael King. Are you said that you guys are still gathering information on the injury or the recovery?
On the injury itself specifically. It's not something that is historic to our game. It's not something that players have had. I'm not a medical doctor, clearly, or have any real medical training. So if anybody's CPR, you're in trouble. I can't speak the specificity of it. All I know is it's not something historically anything we've dealt with in this game, so we're sure getting education around it.
That sounds awful.
Doesn't sound great. Michael King last appeared in a game May 18th against the Mariners. He went to sleep that night, and the rest is unfortunately history at the moment. He slept strange. I don't know if it was that night, but
one of
the next nights or so.
I think they're saying it. I think it was the night before his start was supposed to happen.
Oh, actually, the 17th. His next one.
Yeah,
his next 18th one. Was the last time he pitched. They don't have a really good definition of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, Michael, please. Roll over. Something.
I don't.
Anyway.
This
really
is
very
like
frustrating, annoying, and it's a frustrating injury. It really is. And again, not the Padres' fault, but when it first happened, we kind of all figured it'd be a day or two.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I could say many more things about that, but there's no reason to, because it is what it is.
Yeah. And Yu Darvish is going to do an up-down workout.
I hate
whatever
up-downs.
That means. Yeah.
I hate those. Not good updates.
Well, as I said earlier, wouldn't it be nice if he said, Michael King is pitching Friday, Darvish Sunday? That is not what he said.
No, it was not what he said.
No.
But real quick, also, Padres reliever Bradley Rodriguez.
Yes.
He was forced out of the game, AAA El Paso yesterday. There's no real information on this, although he was removed from the game yesterday, so he walked off the field with a trainer looking at his bicep area of his arm. That's where a bicep is.
And two tennis players ran up and back and down and around for 5.5 hours yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And baseball players...
Well, I mean, a pitcher, your bicep might be a little important.
Twinge every time they turn around.
You know what I wanted
to say? I understand these are real injuries. Don't get me wrong. But there's frustration in this, is there not?
That's a good word for it.
I mean, these guys are seeming, not just Padres, everybody.
No.
The Dodgers, we already detailed, the Dodgers have half their team out.
Yeah.
In terms of pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible now.
I wanted to make a joke earlier when you guys were talking about Sinner. And I was going to be like, well, of course he ran for 5.5 hours. He's on PEDs.
Yannick Sinner. Yes. Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
The guy who got popped for PEDs but was still allowed to play for some reason.
Twice he got popped.
Tennis was like, okay, cool.
Tennis said, well, give him a 3-month suspension so he won't have to miss the Australian Open or the French Open.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the weirdest thing in the world.
But it's okay because he didn't really knowingly do it, so it's fine. Just like every other athlete.
Yeah, then every athlete who's ever said that should be able to play.
I know.
The other piece of news... I don't have another piece of news. What I got, though, is yesterday, the Cardinals apparently got under the skin of Clayton Kershaw. Now, I do know a couple years ago, we as in San Diego and the Padres, put up the crying Kershaw on the board after, I believe it was a Friday night game.
I think the Padres won the first game on a Friday night to put the Kershaw thing up. I don't know that the Padres won again until the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think, I think you're right there. Well,
Cardinals. We all agreed, and the Padres agreed, it probably was not the best move they've ever made.
Yes, yes. At least there was some recognition that it wasn't the best. But the Cardinals, before the game yesterday, Clayton Kershaw was set to start. The Cardinals video team played a video from more than a decade ago. The Cardinals showed Matt Adams hitting a go-ahead three-run homer off Kershaw in Game 4 of the NLDS in 2014, helped the Cardinals to a 3-2 win that day and eliminated the Dodgers. Kershaw took notice and was not happy. Via the Los Angeles Times, he says, "It's a little bush league, but I don't expect anything less from these guys, so it's no worries, no problem."
Fair comment by Kershaw there, I gotta say.
Yes. He did win yesterday, so it
got the win. He got the last laugh on that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy hit a home run off of him a decade ago in a playoff, and you're going to run that before he goes out to the mound. I mean, who thinks this stuff through?
Apparently,
nobody.
Thinks it through. No, but I don't have a problem with this.
You don't?
This was something that actually happened.
Like, so what?
Like. If we're going to have a
cheap shot.
I'm not saying it's not a cheap shot. But if you're Clayton Kershaw, don't you just go out there and do your thing instead of say, it's
and
a little
he did.
Bush league?
Well, they asked him about it.
Okay, fine. You're right.
He's answering
that.
The question.
You're right.
I don't think he tracked down the reporter and said, "Hey, I'd like to say something about that.
I'd like
that.
To comment on this."
Right?
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
They asked him. He said, "Yeah, it's a little Bush league." I don't think he's wrong.
All right, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I guess they ended up looping it a couple times. Now that is Bush
League. So they kept running it over and over again?
That is Bush League.
Yeah, it's just weak.
I don't know if that's Twitter fodder, but I did read in multiple places that they put it over and over. But probably not the best idea to put that up on the board and fire up the guy you're about to face.
Even if that doesn't matter anymore... it's just weak. It's a weak move. Please.
I don't have
Kershaw's
a, problem
with a Hall of Fame pitcher.
So what? He gave up the home run. It happened. There's video evidence of it, and they showed it. And it eliminated the Dodgers from the playoffs. The Cardinals kept going. Cardinals did not win the World Series that year, though.
Go ahead, Scrabe. What else you got?
All right.
I'm not going to argue on this.
Marlins pitcher Ryan Weathers. Well, I saw a big thing go across
former Padre pitcher.
Yes. MLB Network, big thing on the bottom saying Ryan Weathers has been moved to the 60-day IL. And I was like, wow, he must have really got hurt yesterday. Because if you didn't know, he was warming up yesterday and he threw one of those pitches and then the catcher throws it down the second. Ryan Weathers just kind of turns around like he always does,
I didn't know that it was a firing throw. I thought he just lobbed it back and it conked him on the head.
No, Chris.
I get what happened now. I get it.
So,
he was throwing through to second base.
Yeah, he's throwing down the second.
And turned around and the ball hit him in the head fast throw.
The ball hit him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And he went down like a potato sack.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah,
and so
so I get it now that he's on the injured list for a while, sure.
But he's not on the injured list for anything head-related. He was cleared of a concussion. He also went 3 innings. He said after the game that he felt worse as the game was going on. He said he felt very disconnected out there. He said it was kind of like that episode of SpongeBob, where like everything's on fire inside of his brain, and I just felt like I was in pure chaos after that happened. So it was kind of the right time to come out of the game.
Interesting that he should be thinking of SpongeBob. But
that's why I read it. That's why I read it. But he went on the 60-day IL for a lat strain.
Ah.
So completely unrelated, but he's on the 60-day IL for that.
Honestly, this is weird. I'm surprised more pitchers don't get hit by catchers' throws through.
I agree. And those catchers are firing it down there.
And it's getting the throws are getting lower and lower, like, because they're more on a line now.
Yes.
So the pitcher has to be alert. But in this case, You throw the last warm-up pitch, you walk off the mound, you turn around, you're getting ready to pitch the inning, and a ball hits you in the back of the head. That's the catcher.
Yes.
Like, dude, come on.
The catcher, like, you can see the catcher react, and he's just like, oh.
Yeah, can't make that mistake there.
All right, last story. Shiloh Sanders, son of Deion Sanders, used to play at Colorado. He gifted the entire Colorado football team Apple Watches. And those are very expensive.
Are they? How much?
Well, it depends on which one he got.
You wouldn't know because you don't
know. No, but my Google Watch was like 300.
Wow.
So buy a whole football team that, which is not just 50 players, more than that. But here's the problem, Chris. Shiloh Sanders owes someone $11.8 million in a lawsuit. Hmm. He assaulted a janitor at a Dallas high school in 2015. And he didn't even show up to like the court hearing. So the judge ruled in favor of the plaintiff, who was the janitor. And he is owed that $11.8 million. So people are asking, how is Shiloh Sanders buying all these watches when he owes someone $11.8 million? I have the same questions, Chris. I have the same questions. But this article from Buffalo's Wire says,
if he didn't buy all the watches, he'd only owe $11.7 million.
That, so no, no, 11.5 probably. But he shouldn't be buying watches and then telling everybody about it, because this guy said, I'm going to come after my money for the rest of his life.
Finally, the Dodgers and Padres meet. Game one of 13 this regular season. Who knows how many more after that? Sam Levitt has the pregame show. Scraby, good to have you back.
You too.
For Tony, it's me.
It's me.
And sit back and enjoy some fun baseball. Hopefully, we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be in first place.
All right. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.